up your frozen dinners, grab your TV tray, and settle in for another episode of the Plus Platoon, your podcast for all things Disney Plus, brought to you by Disney Plus fans. Watch along with us every week as we cover all the new, the old, the good, and the bad on Disney Plus. So put down that remote, don't touch that dial, and welcome your fabulous Plus Platoon host.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Plus Platoon. We're a Disney Plus fan podcast that gives honest, spoiler-filled reviews of movies and shows on Disney Plus. We look at new releases, coming attractions, and we'll even go back into the vault to revisit some of the classic Disney that's on the platform. Make sure you're subscribed and you will never miss a moment. I'm going to bring in Kate. Kate, good to see you this
evening. Good to see you too.
We have Sister Mary Pierre, apparently. Hello, sister.
Yeah, I know I've been, I usually tell a lot of corny jokes at the beginning, but I'm trying to get out of the habit.
Oh, everything's black and white with you, isn't it, Pete? Why does everything just have to be so black and white? So anyway. And we've got Steve. Steve, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, can't complain. So, guys, if you have not already, please like, subscribe, share. We've got some fun shows coming up, including next week. We have a really fun show that we're going to be doing. So stay tuned at the end and we'll tell you all about it. But this week, we are going back to the original Sister Act. Stars Whoopi Goldberg and a cast of very talented people. Literally too many to name. So, Whoopi Goldberg is a lounge singer in Las Vegas, a girlfriend of a mobster, witnesses a killing, is hidden away in a convent in San Francisco, and it's her not getting along, and then she joins the choir, and then start singing really, really well, and then they find out she's there, and there's an obligatory chase scene, and everything works out great. I mean, I think most people, it's on TV often enough that most people have probably at least flipped past Sister Act at some point or another. So, Pete, I'm going to start with you on this one. What hits the high notes? What really works for this?
Well, to me, it's a very charming movie. Feels very much of its time. You know, this is the height of when Whoopi Goldberg was at her most popular in the early 90s and everything like that. It's a fun little movie. I mean, there's nothing like spectacular about it, but it's got some good singing in it. It's got some charm to it. As you said, lots of recognizable faces. I completely forgot a few of them were in there. You have Maggie Smith, who plays, she's McGonagall in the Harry Potter movies. And of course, you've seen her in Downton Abbey and all these other things. And, she's in there as the head nun. And Harvey Keitel, I'd forgotten, was in it and everything like that. So, yeah, no, it's a fun little movie. There's, and the songs they choose are all great songs. And, a lot of classic Motown in it, things like that. So there's some high notes in it for sure. Yeah. What about you, Steve? What do you think?
I'd agree. I think one of the high points is the songs, the performance that sort of stand out. But I also think just sort of the background characters, like some of the small roles of some of the nuns, are just quite hilarious. I think that's sort of the standout more than Whoopi's role. I think they were hilarious. An enjoyable story. Like you said, I've seen it bits and pieces multiple times, like flipping through the channels. I haven't seen this one probably in about 5 years. What about you?
Yeah, the music is great. It's got, again, very early 90s feel, very, very early 90s feel for a Touchstone movie. Nothing too objectionable, but definitely not something that could go under the Walt Disney Pictures of the early 90s. I would say that the music, I mean, it's always hard to go wrong with Motown songs personally, but yeah, it really, it's one I remember watching in the theaters. And as I said, it's on TV often enough to keep reminding me how good of a movie this really is. So, Kate, anything to add?
Oh, my gosh. No, no. This movie.
Okay, cool.
No, no, no. This movie. It has been a while since I have watched a movie for Plus Platoon that has made me laugh, belly laugh out loud in my living room by myself. And I did multiple times with this movie. And the shining star is the cast. This movie was cast so perfectly. And whoever, whichever one of you jokers said it, it wasn't just Whoopi. It was every one of everything from the cop to Sister Mary Lazarus, who was Emma in White Christmas. Hello. Maggie Smith as Mother Abbess or whichever she was. Just so good. It's just so good. The music spot on. You all nailed it. No notes. So good.
Yeah. Now, we talked about all the notes. So I want to know, who is your favorite nun? Of the ones in it, who is your favorite? Steve, I'll start with you on this one.
Mother Lazarus, the grouchy sort of initial choir leader. She always gets cracked me up. I think that was my favorite. So I did not know she was White Christmas. I learned something. So thanks, Kate.
Yeah. Mary Lazarus is the incomparable Mary Wicks, who is in Lazarus. She's in The Music Man. She's one of the ladies in The Music Man. She is one of those that as you see her go across a screen, your eyes are always drawn to her because she always does something. She always has a little handkerchief or she has something that catches your eye.
Yeah.
So, but no, just her, the, you know, no cold water, no heat. Those were nuns. I mean, that kind is just amazing in this. So yeah, I would agree with you definitely on this one. Kate, how about you?
Oh, hands down, hands. I want to make sure I say her name. Sister Mary Patrick, played by Kathy. Is it Najimy?
Yes. Yeah.
Brilliant. Every time, every single time she opened her mouth on screen, I laughed out loud. And my husband joined me about halfway through the movie. He got home from work and he was like, are you watching Sister Act? And I was like, yes. And I finally said, I said, I want to be her. Like, I just want to be her. And then I looked at my husband. And I was like, I am her. But okay. And Derek, can I add one thing that I forgot to say for what I loved?
Oh, I guess.
I want to read I read it to Derek earlier, but this was my favorite quote of the entire movie is when Mary Clarence gets to the convent and they ask her to pray. And she goes, and yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of no food, I will fear no hunger. I want you to give us this day our daily bread and to the Republic for which it stands. And by the power invested in me, I pronounce us ready to eat. Amen.
And just the looks the other nuns are giving each other. I mean, yeah.
Oh, my God. The writing of that was so brilliant. I have tears in my eyes right now.
Interesting point on that. Most of her dialogue was rewritten from the original script by Carrie Fisher.
Oh
I remember reading cool. that. Yeah.
Got it.
So, yeah.
Okay. Pete,
how about you? Who's your nun of the movie?
I like the, what is she, novitiate or something like that, the novice nun, Sister Mary yeah. Robert.
Yeah.
I really liked that character. I have to admit, like, my daughter did stage crew for this, the musical version of this in high school. So I actually have more of a fondness for the musical than I do for the movie, just because I worked on the stage crew. And I ended up seeing the musical a couple times and the rehearsals and everything like that. And that character, But while funny in the movie, was also very funny in the stage play as well, or the musical as well. So so she's kind of my favorite of the characters. Mm-hmm. I do like whenever you see Kathy and the Jimmy in a movie, just period. She's always stellar. So it's hard not to pick her, but I wanted to pick somebody else. So.
Sadly, though, she's the only one who didn't actually do her own voice. She was over. She didn't sing. That wasn't her singing.
I thought all of her lines were dubbed over. No,
her singing was dubbed. Everyone else was actually singing it. She was not.
Really?
Yes. So, okay. Now, Pete, you kind of brought it up, and I'm going to go ahead and go to this question next. Is Sister Act the movie a musical? And Kate, I'll let you kind of start as our resident musical theater expert. Is this a musical?
No.
Why not?
Because they're not, there's a reason for their songs. They're not like if Sister Mary Clarence had been laying in her bed and was like, I want to break out of here. I'm meant to be in a nightclub. I don't want to be here anymore. Then it's a musical. This, it's just a choir. It's not, I would not consider this a musical. It doesn't, while yes, the music adds to the storyline. And to be fair, I've never seen the stage production of Sister Act. So the stage production might be a musical. Pete can say more on that, but
that's not what we're talking about here.
Right. I would not consider this a musical. No. Pete,
I would agree with what you're saying. And to me, it's not so much, I don't need necessarily the characters to be singing, but to me, the music needs to forward the plot in some way. And the songs here are just the reason for the singing is that, you know, because she's a singer, she's come and joined the choir, she's improved the choir. It is kind of ridiculous that, like, she takes a choir that's completely incompetent and in what appears to be 2 days turns them into like superstars. But but I think that, you know, again, there's songs, but just because there's songs, it doesn't make it a musical, and the songs don't really forward the story in any way. The songs are just what they do for the purposes of, you know, why she's with the I don't want to say it doesn't forward the plot at all, but it's not really, you could take out the songs or you could change out the songs for different songs and it wouldn't make a difference. The musical has original songs in it. It doesn't rely on the Motown songs. There are a few of them there, but it is actually like there are songs written for the musical. So if you see Sister Act musical on stage, it is a true musical in that there is music written for it. But I would say this is not a musical. No, it's a movie that has music in it.
I
agree with everything that's been said. So,
I think we're all four on the same page on this one. And Pete, you brought it out that the music could be completely interchanged for completely different songs, and the story changes nothing. Right. So,
K-pop.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
But the story doesn't change. So, okay, if we've all been talking about, you know, what we've loved about it, where does this movie go out of tune? What doesn't quite work? Kate, I'll let you lead off on this one.
To me, the beginning had a lot of exposition. Like the beginning drug out to me. Once you get to her being in the convent, like then and the singing, it really starts to pick up, but just the exposition of her dating this guy, and then she witnesses a murder and he gives her his wife's robe. I mean, it was all important, but it did feel like it took a little bit to kind of like really get into the story. Other than that, no notes. I loved this movie. So anybody else? Pete, what do you think?
I'm not as high on this movie as you are. There are very funny moments throughout this movie, but to me, it wasn't consistently funny throughout. I will agree with what you're saying, Kate. It definitely took a step up once she got to hiding with the nuns, and particularly once she got involved with the choir. Up to that point, I think it dragged a little bit for me. The second half of the movie was better than the first half of the movie. I do enjoy Whoopi Goldberg. I think she's very funny. But I thought there were parts of this movie that dragged a little bit for me. And it was not a long movie. It was only an hour 40 or something like that. But it felt at times it could have been even shorter. So that's for me anyways. Steve, you got anything else?
I would say, I guess there's no big memorable scene. Like other movies from the 80s or 90s, there's always that one scene that you stand out, you remember really well. And I felt like this, as I was watching, I remember this part, but nothing really stood out. If you told me to pick a scene from Sister Act, I would have a hard time coming up with something before seeing this movie.
Yeah, and the first part definitely drags. And I would, especially Pete, you noted, when she joins the choir, which sadly is over halfway into the movie. And I'm sorry, the whole her hiding out there and yet never getting caught, even though when he's talking to her really loud on his phone in the police office, is not exactly... Again, I don't want to use the term realistic because it's, let's face it, it's a Disney movie. But it's not. So, guys, anything else to add before we get to our Pixie Dust ratings?
The part where she sneaks out and the two other nuns sneak out with her. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And then she's like, oh, there's a jukebox. Can we just, get to play one song? I was just sitting crying. It was so funny. She is so funny. And the dynamics between the three, Sister Mary Robert, Sister Mary Clarence, and Sister Mary Patrick, just their dynamics together is so good. I loved this movie.
I guess I will say my only somewhat criticism about the acting is, especially in the last 30 years, Maggie Smith has always played the same character.
The woman doesn't age. She looks the she looks the same in this movie as she does as McGonagall. The woman, she aged to a certain point, and then she just stopped aging.
Makeup's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. I agree. Derek, I agree with you. Now that you bring it up, she's always sort of the same prim and proper.
Or very dour with an attitude.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always the very... You never see her... never see her as a romantic lead. But it's one of those where she always... I understand, and what she does is great. But she always plays the same character.
Yeah.
So the strict, no nonsense, sarcastic head.
You gotta go back to the 60s and 70s for leading lady Maggie Smith.
What was she in?
Mostly British stuff. I'd have to look it up.
Okay, that's fine. But so just nothing I have seen. And I've actually watched a bunch of older stuff. I haven't watched a bunch of older British stuff, honestly. So anyway, as we always do, we give movies cups of pixie dust out of 5. So, Kate, what are you giving Sister Act?
It's between a 4 and a 4.5. I'm going to give it a 4 for right now. But I don't really know why I'm taking points off.
Well, you said it was, you know, the first half was kind of boring. The first half could have been shorter. You said there were, you know.
Yeah. I'll give it a 4.
Okay.
Honestly, this movie was kind of mediocre to me. I'm giving it a 2.5. I enjoyed it fair enough, but I actually enjoyed the musical better, and I didn't even think the musical was great. So 2.5 for me.
I thought you and I were going to in step on this one.
No, I find this movie, I don't know. I didn't laugh a lot at it. I mean, there were moments, but.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Sorry.
No. I'm giving it 3. It was enjoyable. I mean, it kept my interest. I don't need to see it again for 5 years or so, but a 3.
And I will admit, I'm between 2 because it really depends on which part of the movie you're talking about. If you're talking about the first half or the second half. But overall, I'm going to go with a 3. Just because, and again, 2.5 to 3 is usually my will I watch it again, won't I watch it again? And I'm going to give it the 3 just because there's enough parts of this that if it's coming across TV, if it's certain parts, I'll stop and watch those parts. So I'm going to go with the 3 on that one. Okay, we do have an item for the Disney Plus news this week. What do we got?
Ew, just one item. The new trailer for the Star Wars series Andor has been released. The second season debuts April 22nd.
Have you guys watched the trailer yet?
Not yet. I'm excited.
I didn't, no. I saw clips of it, but...
It's very... Well, clips is all about all it is. It is very... It's very much a teaser trailer. You don't get a lot of... There's not a lot of substance. There's not a lot of there.
I saw a lot of the back of Andor's head in the bits I saw. Yeah.
Yes, you do. With a new haircut. But it's basically... Because it's 12 episodes... And it's 3 episodes per year of the next 4 years leading up to Rogue One. So it's going to be very episodic. So,
yeah, the first series was kind of like that, too, even though it took place over a much shorter time. There were blocks of episodes. You had the heist episodes. Then you had the he's in the prison episode. So, I'm not surprised at that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited to see it. I'm actually going to figure out sometime over the next month and a half to be able to go back and watch. I want to go watch season 1 again, leading into season 2.
It's
long enough that I don't remember it. So, okay. Next week is our 200th episode. I know. I can't believe we've been around that long either. But we're going to be doing a live episode. Doing the original movie of Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. We're going to do it live. We're going to have a couple trivia rounds. We've got some of our some guests coming back that we've had on. Some of the people you haven't seen in over a year coming back on to say hi. So, guys, please, it'll be next Tuesday at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. So that is when we will be doing a live 200th episode of Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh with trivia. And we've got other shows planned out, but really once we hit April, we don't have much out there. So if you have suggestions, please email us at plusfortune@gmail.com. If you have suggestions for trivia questions to ask, something that you think you know that nobody else knows about Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, send it to me. We might use it. Send us messages on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, X, anywhere. We have new episodes most Thursdays. They come out at some point during the week, but mostly it's on Thursdays on YouTube and all the major podcasting services. For Kate, Pete, and Steve, we will see everyone live next week. Bye, guys.
Watching this week's episode of the Plus Platoon. Be sure to subscribe to the Plus Platoon podcast to keep getting great content each week. Then head over to Apple Podcasts and leave those 5-star reviews as they help make the Plus Platoon visible to even more Disney Plus fans. Also, Also, go to YouTube and like and subscribe to the Plus Platoon channel, where you can watch all future episodes live. If you have a question for the Plus Platoon, please send us an email to plusplatoon@gmail.com or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Plus Platoon.
The Plus Platoon is a Disney Plus fan podcast and is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or the Disney Plus streaming service. All opinions expressed on the show are solely those of the individual hosts and in no way reflect the views of the Walt Disney Company.
Thanks for watching, and be sure to stay tuned for next week's episode, because the Plus Platoon is to be continued.